Thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a good workout. I think they had a good workout as well as us. So I thought 0-0 was probably a bit unfair. You know, they did have a couple of chances, but I thought we actually had a lot more.
Both sides tried to get the ball down on the deck, and I think that's what entertained the crowd.
Yes, we're trying to play. They tried to play, but it was a little bit sticky. You know, we only had water for the centre of the park rather than the wings. But yeah, it was a problem today. But we'll get on with it. But I enjoyed it. I thought we looked organised. We looked hard to beat. And I knew we were going to tie because, believe me, we've had a very, very hard week, and I think it showed on some.
Was it important to try and close down Everton in that midfield area, because they have got some young international stars in there?
Yeah, it was a 4-3-3 that we haven't come across at the moment, and we were only talking about it when we were walking through things on the training pitch yesterday. How do we stop it if they're dictating play? If we're dictating play, they've got to stop us. So, yeah, we walked through a few things, but it's certainly high on the agenda this week that we've got to go through it. So I just dropped the striker back in to see whether that coped. Otherwise, I took another midfield player in and pushed three right on. So, yeah, it's good. And tactically, that's the stuff I like, and that's the stuff I like to get across to the players.
The defence will be happy. They got another clean sheet, 3-5 now.
Yeah, they've been absolutely spot on. The attitudes of all of them, you know, and even obviously Steph didn't play much of a part today, but his attitude's been absolutely brilliant. And then obviously you've got Heathie trying to play minutes, you know, from a long injury. The same with Bruno, you know, the two injury-prone players that need minutes on the pitch. So it's very hard because I'm obviously trying to work for 2 weeks ahead, but I've got to make sure all the players get enough time under their belts.
What was interesting, you tried to swap the front two around throughout the game. Is that important at this stage?
Well, they need, like I said, again, it's all about fitness, you know, and you can see some of them gelling together. I thought Cairns worked very, very hard, and Marlon had some super chances. Ryan got in behind and then obviously took a blow to his face. So, yeah, we're still very short on numbers, you know, and, you know, we took a knock with Chris Carruthers. So that's another one. So I'm thinking, gosh, you know, it's not healthy at the moment.
Well, that one for Ryan Bowman looked a jaw injury, something like that. Looked quite nasty.
Yeah, he did. They said he was actually concussed a little bit, so he took a whack. So I just have to see the extent of that.
Is that a concern with an 18-man squad?
Well, you say 18, but with one or two injury-prone players in, they haven't played a lot of football. So really, you're looking at 16, and you take a couple of hits on that. You know, so yeah, I'm looking to bring in, you know, probably one or two more at the right time.
So you still got irons in the fire ahead of the season?
You're trying. I know there's quite a few players out there, you know, so looking at the game on Tuesday against Westfield, yes, I will bring in sort of probably another three or four in to have a good look at.
All in all, it's building nicely for you.
Yes, it's been a little bit slow. I think people wanted a lot more, but we know what our financial restraints are this year, and it's going to be very, very hard. So we have to sit and wait. Hopefully next year it'll be a different, you know, different ball game, and then I can look at things differently. But at the moment, we know things are tight, and we've got to get on with it.